Okay, so we left off yesterday in the middle of Osmem. Now I want to start by sharing with you something I received from my good chaver, Menachem Butler. A Misha Berach that was composed by Avi Schmidman that Menachem sent to me for Purim. I didn't get a chance to recite it on Purim, so I'd like to begin by reciting this Misha Berach, which I think is very much makusher to Sichas Haran Osmem. It's a tefillah for the unfortunate people that Rabbi Nachman is describing here. The people who have lost themselves in the forbidden world of philosophy. Jews who, you know, who got caught up in things and strayed a little bit. So the Misha Berach goes like this. Misha Berach Achenu. Spinoza, Freud, Marx, Bob Dylan. Hu Yavarech Es Achenu. Cholke Al Ben Maimon. The same God above who sends down, we hope, will bring blessing on our brothers, Spinoza, Freud, Marx, and Bob Dylan. He should bless all of our fellow Jews who argue on the basic principles of faith of the Rambam. Mashmite tefilas Yigdal, those people who leave out the tefillah of Yigdal. Misupke nusach hamikra, those who question the authenticity of the text of the Torah. Sholele yediyas asidos, those who deny Hashem's ability to know the future, while at the same time giving us free will. Miyachasei regoshos le'elyon, those who try to ascribe regashot, emotions, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the word is anthropopathize. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one above. Umafridei hu v'daito, those who try to separate him from his divine knowledge. V'yachnisum tachas kanfei ha'nesher ha'gadol, they should be zoche to return to the Heilige Rambam, and to the teachings of the Heilige Rambam. V'yalam deim bina lahavchin bein ikr l'tofel, they should know the difference between that which is primary and that which is secondary. V'yachazik yedeyim shivasayim, and their hands should be 14-fold, strengthened, right? Yad chazaka. V'yachzirem l'makor mishnah Torah seinu ha'kadosh v'atzrufa, v'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha v'ora l'chol nivuchayam, and all those who are navoch, those who have strayed and are needing of the guidance of the Rambam's more nevuchim, they should find the proper path of Torah. V'yoshivem b'shalom im kol Yisrael achem v'nomar amen. So that's a Jew who is lost and needs to come back, and we're longing that he should come back into the base medrash of the Heilige Rambam. To learn the Yud Gimel Ikarim, to learn the Yad Chazaka, to study the Mor Nevuchim. Okay, but yesterday and today we're going beyond that. Because Rabbi Nachman said, Halavai, we should go beyond the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. Halavai, we should just have the Emunah Pshuta that we spoke about yesterday. And we shouldn't Bechlal get caught up in it. So here's a tefillah for those Jews who are theologically challenged, that they should at least come back to a foundation of the Rambam. But Rabbi Nachman says, I don't even want you to come to the foundation of the Rambam. I want you to have Amunah Pshuta. Like we spoke about yesterday. Yisrael Asher Becha Espar. Yes, Ben, what do you want to say?
I forgot to tell you, because you're going to Maryland, they have like quotes on the wall. On the
top. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And they have Spinoza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's warning. He's warning.
Spinoza. Is that a warning?
Like, you're
okay.
And like, you're going to...
All right. I'm prepared to grapple it. Do you know what quote it was?
No,
if you could schmack, if I can incorporate it like into a shiur for Shabbos, that would be that'd be a sweet move. I will have to find out. I'm gonna do some detective work. Here's Hashem. Uve'emes da ki kol ha'olam kula u'bechinas galgal achozer. Says Rabbi Nachman.
I know you're talking.
Says Rabbi Nachman, the middle of Osmem. We should know the truth that the whole world is a galgal achozer. However, we have to talk about Hanukkah. Rabbi Nachman is going to talk about a dreidel. So you'll say, dreidel? We just finished Purim. I don't want to talk about the galgal achozer. That's marumas in the dreidel. I don't want to think about what the Svarim HaKadoshim say, that galgal is gematria yavan. That's like so far away from where I'm holding. I'm holding by Purim, not by Hanukkah. Galgal is 66, yavan is 66. I don't want to talk about the galgal. I want to talk about Purim. But Purim also is Vina Hafuchu. Purim is also an upside down world, where things get turned upside down, inside out, and spun around. So says Rabbi Nachman, the whole world, all of life's experience is what? Is a galgal achozer. Shekorin dreidel. Vina hafachu. If you prefer to keep it in the context of Purim, think about it in terms of vina hafachu.
How do you translate
Galgala chozer? A rotating wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the literal translation. The whole world is one big rotating wheel. Which means if you're up today, that doesn't mean you're going to be up tomorrow. And if you're down today, it doesn't mean you're going to be down tomorrow. It means that the feet are going to touch the head. And you're going to finish the Torah and go right back to the beginning. The whole world is spinning. You might be an ani in this Gilgal. And you could be an Asher Yoshein Kamo, a big gvir in your next Gilgal. You might not have tremendous intellectual abilities in this version of your existence. But it could be, after 120, your neshama will go back up. And Hashem will decide it needs to be sent back down. It'll be created, you know, an absolute genius. And the things that you thought were easy now will be hard then. Things that were hard now will be easy then, and vice versa. And everything will be turned inside out. The whole world is a galgala chozer. It's like a dreidel that's spinning. V'akol chozer chalila. V'nishapich mi'odom malach, mi'malach odom mirosh regal mirregal rosh. An odom can become a malach, and a malach can become an odom. A head can become a foot, and a foot can become a head. V'chein shar kol advarim sheba olam kulam chozrim chalila umisgalglim umishafchim mizel lezeh umizel lezeh mi'elion letachton mitachton le'elion. Why do you think the Gemara over there in Pesachim Daf Nun describes the person who left this world, and when he returned he said, olam hafachar yisi, I see an upside down world. Everything's upside down. Everything is upside down. This world is upside down, inside out, everything. The whole world is a galgal achozer. All of the olamos are galgalim achozrim. Yeah? A malach can become a person, a person can become a malach. A head can become a foot can become a head. And therefore, for you to try to solve anything and say, this is it. This is what it is. Really? Because a moment later it could be something else. Kadosh Baruch Hu mechadish betuvo. Hashem is constantly renewing everything. So just because it's a head right now, it could be a foot later. It could be a foot now, it could be a head later. Says Rabbi Nachman, Ki be'emes v'ashoresh hakol echa. Because the Maisa at their shoresh, if you want to just get to the bottom line, it's a munaf shuta. It's that there's a creator. If you believe in the creator, then all of your questions of psychology, all of your questions of science, all of your questions about being and purpose and philosophy, it's all resolved with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're not confused about why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why is it like we saw yesterday, right? Why is a star a star? And why is a bird a bird? Why does a bird have the schus to fly while an ant has to crawl around? You're not bothered by these questions because you believe in the perfected one, the divine one, which allows for, and again, in a complex way, but allows for this reboy. Ki be'emes ha'shorash ha'kol echad. Ki yesh nivdalim dahaynu malachim sheim nivdalim agamim min ha'chomer. V'yesh galgalim sheim b'chinas chomer aval chomerim zachmod. V'yesh olam ha'shafel dahaynu zeh ha'olam ha'shafel shu chomer gamor. You have three realms. You see it? Maybe circle the words. Nivdalim, galgalim, and then the olam ha'shafel. Nivdalim means that which is entirely transcendental. That which is entirely above. It has no chom, it's no chom, right? It's nivdol legamri menachomer. It has no physical form. It has no physical form. Then you have things that are what? That are galgalim. That operate within the celestial realms. It's not physical in the way that we describe physical, like this desk. And yet, he says, it's chomram zach ma'od. It's very lofty. There is some type of chomer to it. There is some type of matter from which it's made up of. But it's not the same matter of my flesh and blood. It's not the same matter of the wood that was used to build this desk. Okay? And then there's the Olam HaShafel, he says, which is what? Shuchomer gomer. Then there's this world, which is what? Which is real chomer. There's chomer and there's tzura. Yeah? You heard of the concept of chomer and tzura? Like in the writings of the Maharal, it talks about Chomer and Tzura, or the Rambam talks about Chomer and Tzura, or Lahavdil, Aristotle talks about Chomer and Tzura. What does it mean Chomer and Tzura? Chomer means the material, right? Tzura means the more refined form. Chomer is a ball of clay, just to give a simple mashal. Tzura is once I fashion the clay into something. So this world, it's a lot of chomer. It's a lot of unrefined stuff, matter, that has yet to be perfected and take on a higher form. As you go higher up, into the realm of the Galgalim, you find things that are more. An angel. An angel has matter. An angel has matter. An angel is made up of chomer, but it's not the same chomer. It's not the same raw material like a ball of dough or clay. And then you go higher and there's things which are nivdal. There's something that's totally nivdal. That has no matter. An idea. An idea is nivdal. An idea, you can't grasp an idea. It has no matter. Even though it's real. Even though you can talk about it. And I don't think that the idea is God. Right? But it's totally transcendental. It's not attached to any... Where do the ideas of your mind exist? Where are they? It's stored in your brain. So can we cut it out? Can a skilled surgeon remove it? Extract it? Where is it? How do you hold it? So there are three levels. There's Nivdolim, there's Galgalim, and there's the Olam HaShafel. Says Rabbi Nachman, but they're all one. It's all the same thing. Even though, yes, if I look at it through one pair of glasses, I'll see that these are three different levels. If I believe in Einod Movado Kipshuto, if I believe that there's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm not confused by why is something Nivdal Nivdal? Why is something that is in the Olam HaShafel, the Olam HaShafel? Why was a Malach so to be a Malach? And why was a dog cursed to be a dog? The answer is, Bishoresh, it's all one. Val Cain. Kol ha'olam kula hu b'chinas galgal ha'chozer v'akol chozer v'nithapech. And what goes around, comes around. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. She'at ha'zeh ha'davar hu b'china al-yon b'chinas rosh. V'davar acher b'china shvel b'chinas regel. V'acher kach nithapech v'chozer nasa b'chinas regel b'chinas rosh. V'rosh regel. Right now, this is head, this is tails. Right? This is up, this is down. And then what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next spin of the dreidel, so to speak, it's reversed. V'chein es hapich mi'odam malach, mi'malach odam. A malach becomes a person becomes a malach. K'vosh matzino, like we find in Chazal, in explaining Pesukim in the Chumash itself, you see it all the time. She'eshlichu malachim in ha'shamayim al olam ha'shafel, v'nichnesu b'chomer gomor at jahayu bali taivos. Remember those angelic beings at the beginning of Bereshit, like that weird thing about those angelic beings who came to the earth and they had taivas for women? How does a malach do that? Who were the malachim that came to Avram's tent when he gave them food? Were they actually eating the food? They were pretending? They were pretending to eat it because they were malachim, disguised as Arabs, but they were still malachim? Or did they take on human form at that time? How about in the reverse direction? How about people who became malachim? Says Rabbi Nachman, we have many cases of angels taking on physical form. Can you think of any people who became malachim? Eliyahu. Chanoch. Chanoch. He didn't become Malach, he wasn't Malach. He pretended to be an Adam. How about when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the mountain and then says to Klal Yisrael and Parshas Ekev, for 40 days and 40 nights I didn't eat. Well, human beings can't go for 40 days and 40 nights without eating. Moshe doesn't eat Shalokim. Medrash says a strange thing about Moshe. Mechatzi Ulamala, he's Elokim, he's godly. Mechatzi Ulamata, he's Ish. Half man, half angelic being. What on earth was Moshe Rabbeinu? What does it mean that Chanoch became the Malach Matat? What does that mean? Was Eliyahu a person? Was he an angel? Are they two different Eliyahus? There's a lot of confusion about these things. And we can sit around trying to solve them, and we should. And we can even try to philosophically explore. What does that mean? How does that come to be? Why was Chanoch Zochet to become a Malach? But the bottom line is, Rabbi Nachman, it's just a dreidel. It's just going to keep spinning. Ki ha'olam hu b'chinas galgal ha'chozer shekorin dreidel. Va'akol chozer chalila. Ki be'emes ba'ashorish kulo echad k'nizkar la'el. Gam matzinu shiraglo shel zeh hu gavoa yosef amala meirosho shel acher. Now, another interesting way to look at this is to think about the layering of the worlds. So you might be on the top of your world, but you'd be the bottom of the next world. If Noah was in the times of Avram, would he still be the tzaddik? Would he still be at the top of the generation? Would he be the bottom of the generation? Would the Gedolim today be Gedolim in the times of the Tanaim? How about the Amoran? So there's layering. You could be the head through one prism, through one perspective, and you could be the bottom from another perspective. Big picture, right now we're in the Ikfas of the Mashiach. So we're the bottom. We're the bottom of the rung. We're the lowest rung, so to speak, when I put all of Judaism into one big Koma Shalema. Put all of Klal Yisrael into one big body, we're the heel. But what about our tzaddikim, who are the heads of our generation? So if I just look at our generation, they're a head. If I look at them in the context of the bigger picture, they're a heel just like we're a heel. So says Rabbi Nachman, within any perspective, we find that something that's a regel, right, of one rung could be higher than a rosh of a different rung. To be a regel amongst the Tanayim is far greater than to be the Gadol Ador today. V'chein ba'olamos, and this is how all the worlds are stacked. Ki ha-madrega tachtona shal olam ha-elyon hu b'mala yosu madrega al-yona shal olam ha-tachton. Aval be'emes ha-kol chozer chalila, but realize that again, vin ha-afuchu, spin the dreidel, and things keep going round and round. And the way it appears now is not necessarily the way it's going to appear tomorrow, or it's going to appear in 5 years from now, or the way that it appears from a heavenly perspective. What you assess to be a small thing might be a big thing. What you think is a big deal might be a small thing. The bottom line is we don't know. And that's why yesterday, how did I end Shir yesterday? I told you what I saw in an English biography from the Bnei Yisachar. Sam Schertz bought me. There's a woman, her name is Rebbetzin Sarah Feldbrand. She writes a lot of great books. So she wrote an English biography on the Bnei Yisachar a couple of years ago. So I told you yesterday, on page 138, what does it say? It says that the Bnei Yisachar says we could sit around our whole life talking about what is bread? How does it work? How does wheat grow? How does wheat become bread? Right? Why is it that when you take the flour and you mix it with water, it becomes... We could philosophize about bread forever. Or we could bake bread and we can eat. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman's saying here. You're never going to figure it out because it's always moving. It's always changing. So you think, the second you look at it, you think you have your eye on it, it moves away from you. It spins away. It becomes something else. This is Hashem's way of making sure that He's God and you're man. You'll never figure me out. So do I want to spend my whole life talking about Hashem? In talking about the theory of God? Philosophizing about God? Or do I just want to jump in and just go for it? I mentioned to John yesterday, there's a medrash in Eicha. I'll take your comment in 1 second. There's a medrash in Eicha that I have a new understanding of. I've been thinking about it a lot. The medrash in Eicha says, Halavai, Hashem says, Halavai, the Jewish people should abandon me and just study my Torah. Because the Ma'or Shabbat, the light within it, will bring them back to the proper path. That's the medrash. Halavai says, Hashem, forget about me and just study my Torah. Because the Torah will bring a person back to the proper path. The light within the Torah will bring a person back to the proper path. Can't remember where I saw. I saw one of the Svarma Kedoshim somewhat recently, that the Ma'or Shabbat, the light within it, is the Hashem within the Torah, right? It's the king within the Levushim. When I learn Torah, I encounter Hashem within. He is the Ma'or Shabbat. Okay? But what does this magic mean? Abandon Hashem and study my Torah, and then the light of Torah will bring you back? But you're abandoning God. How does that work? I think the pshat's like this. When Hashem says, abandon me and just study my Torah, it means abandon the discussion about me. If you want to get to know me, don't try to get to know me by trying to know me. Don't sit around talking about God. You're not going to get anywhere. Abandon me, says Hashem, and just learn my Torah. And then you'll believe in me. I've been using this technique a lot on people who come to me with emunah issues. Because we could sit around forever, proofs of God. And at the end of the day, rational thought says we can't prove anything. We can't even trust our brains. We don't know anything. Prove that you exist. Prove to me empirically that you exist. You can't do that. No one can do that. So Hashem says, forget that conversation. Halavai, osi, I think Lashon is, right? Osi ozavu, or something like that. Abandon me, right? And cling to my Torah. And the Ma'or Shabbat is machzir lemutav. Don't talk about me. Just learn Torah. And you'll see how beautiful and how deep and how Torah is Hashem Tamima. You'll see how deep and how endless it is. And you'll see how sweet it is. And you won't have God issues anymore. Your problems will be solved through learning Torah. Like I told yesterday from Chaim Kanievsky. When my friend wrote that philosophical question of Chaim Kanievsky, he said, just learn Torah. And my friend, the MS, tried it. And he felt that it worked. That it solved his problem. How was picking up a Seder in Mishnayos solving his philosophical question? The answer is, that's what the Medrash Neza is saying. Don't talk about me. You're not going to figure me out. I'm going to keep moving away from you. Use the thing that I gave you as a means of engaging me, which is the Torah. Study the Torah. Yeah.
I remember something that you said, I think it was earlier this year or it was last year, really the wrong question with NCS Wires. You know, they always have a question like, God, where's God? You know,
right.
Trying to figure it out, he's not there, like, it doesn't make sense, etc. You said that, if, you know, God's supposed to be a great God, something that, you know, everyone knows that you don't really understand God. Everyone tries to figure him out. But if you were able to figure him out, would you be such a great God?
Right. If you could understand Hashem, is that the type of God you want to worship? A God that you, with your limited intellect, can understand? You know where I said that from? That's from Lekutei Moran, Tinyana, the second part of Lekutei Moran, Nun Beis, from Rabbi Nachman. It's good to ask questions on Hashem. You know why? Rabbi Nachman says, because every time you ask a question on God, you're saying, God, you're much bigger than anything I can understand. And Hashem says, that's right. That's correct. I am much bigger than anything you can understand. That's what makes me God. And what makes you a created being. Yeah.
Doesn't it say, like, isn't that supposed to come in that says, like, you're there as Hashem, that, like, you're supposed to try to do something?
Yes, but the Medrash is giving us the secret. How do you do that? The secret is, abandon me. It's not abandoning me. Abandon me and learn Torah? Who abandons Hashem and learns Torah? Okay, so there were a handful of people in Volozhin who smoked their cigarettes on Shabbos while they were learning and writing their Chiddush on Torah for the intellectual stimulation. We're talking about a person who's seeking God. Who wants to have Yedias Hashem? So Hashem says, the way to find me is not to sit around. The way to fill your stomach is not to sit around talking about bread. The way to fill your stomach is to eat bread. The way to get to know me is to study my Torah.
You could catch it also like abandon the me. Like me when you're learning Torah, like yourself.
Okay.
And then
abandon the me. Okay, remove the ego.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of our questions, it's true, a lot of our struggles, Amuna struggles, come from the fact that we get in between.
It's the Amuna questions that we should be asking, but at a certain point, the questions go too far. But asking questions in itself is a good thing.
Yeah, as long if you ask them in the right way.
Right.
But again, this Medrash is a big secret. The Medrash is saying, don't sit around. Hashem will always spin away from you. Hashem is the dreidel. Hashem will always turn. The second any time we think we've got to figure it out. Remember the Mishnah Pirkei Avos I told you yesterday? The skull floating on the water until the next person drowns, and the next person drowns, and the next person drowns. Because at the end of the day, science says eating eggs is healthy, science says eating eggs is bad. Smoking is good for digestion, smoking is going to give you cancer. Right? Exercising a lot is dangerous, if you don't exercise enough, you're going to die. Like it's the Galgal HaChoser. This nation is so powerful. Yeah, communism will never collapse. Wake up the next morning, communism is gone. Yeah, it's a Galgal HaChoser. It's a Galgal HaChoser. Okay, let's go on. V'zeh b'chinas. Ma'ashem misachin b'chanukah b'dreidel. In my edition, on page Lamed Beis, it's the next paragraph. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashem misachin b'chanukah b'dreidel. This is the Indian of playing dreidel on Chanukah. Why? Because the Yevanim wanted to figure it all out. They wanted to solve everything. Right? They wanted to explain it. Systems, theories. Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. Yeah? The world of Yavan. The world of Yavan. The world of figuring it all out. So Plato's got his ideas. And Aristotle's got his ideas. Ki b'chanukah hu b'chinas beis hamikdash. On Chanukah, we play dreidel because Chanukah is the inyan of the Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash. So what? The Iker binyan Beis Hamikdash, hi b'china hanal, Bechinas Galgal HaChozer. The Beis HaMikdash represents the Galgal HaChozer. How so? What does that mean? Ki beBeis HaMikdash Hayi Bechinas Elyonim Lamata V'Tachtonim Lamala. What a beautiful pshat. Says Rabbi Nachman, the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash is bringing the heavens down to earth and bringing the earth up to the heavens. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where up becomes down and down becomes up. It's Mamash HaDreidel. It's spinning. Changing. V'nafachu. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Hishri Shechinasa B'mishkan V'Beis HaMikdash Shezeh B'chinas Elyonim L'mata. Hashem took His Shechina above and sent it below. V'chein L'hefich. Called Tziura D'mishkana Kol Haya Roshim L'mala. And the Mishkan is a microcosm of everything up above. Right? So the Mishkan, on the one hand, is what? Is taking above and bringing it down. On the other hand, the Mishkan is a miniature version of that which is above, leaving its mark on the heavens. It's leaving a right? Again, the words are, V'chein L'hefech, Kol Tziura D'mishkana Hakol Haya Roshim L'mala. Every Tziur, every detail of the Mishkan, leaves its mark on the heavens. Is creating something above. So it's drawing above down, and it's leaving its mark up above. It's modeling that which is up above, creating this pipeline between heaven and earth, the place where heaven and earth kiss. B'zeh b'chinas tachtonim l'mala, sh'zeh b'chinas dreidel, b'chinas galgal achozer, sh'akol chozer, v'nis hapeich kanizkar le'am. Ki alpicha kira hu davar rachak me'od, Shashem Yisbach Shu Meromam U Menusa Lamala Mikol Aruchnius Yemitzam Sem Shinaso Bechlea Mishka. Heina Shamayim Ushmea Shamayim Lo Yikal Kulucha Vechulu. It's a very strange thing, says Rabbi Nachman, Alpi Chakira, in accordance with philosophical understanding, it doesn't really make sense. Why is it that God, a perfect God, would want to what? Be Mitzam Sem himself and send his presence down to this limited world? After all, the Pasuk says in Malachim that the heavens and the heavens of heavens can't contain you. So what makes you think a little man-made building can? It's a paradox. Doesn't make sense. But Hashem says, that's my dreidel. I don't want to make sense to you. So stop trying to make sense out of me. I didn't send you to this world to sit around all day trying to figure me out. I sent you to this world to be an Eved Hashem, to work for me. V'afal pichi. Which is really working for yourself, of course, right? We understand what that means. To work for me, not because Hashem is some controlling individual who needs to enslave us to him. It's for our own benefit, obviously. So exactly the opposite of what would make sense, that the perfected God would remain in the transcendental realms, that He would want to be above and beyond, that the God would want to come to a little building down here? It's the opposite of what logic would dictate. But Hashem is constantly shattering our logic. And Hashem wants to do the opposite of what you would think. Ki be'emes Hashem yizbarach yishru shechina sova mishkan, because l'maisa Hashem did send His presence to this world. V'chein l'hefech, hu davar rachak al pi chakira. Again, pure, strictly logical, rational, philosophical understanding would tell us that it doesn't make sense. How does it make sense that what? That a human being down here should be able to impact the world above? Or by what means do I have access to impact the heavens? Remember, this was the Avnei Nezer's question the other week in Shem Yishmuel. Or behema shvela, you makriven osol lekarben shetala lereach nichach lanachas ruach lafanav yisbarach shamar venasa ritzono. That I would offer a carbon, I take an animal, I take a cow, I take a sheep, I take a goat, and I burn it on an altar, and that creates a reach nichoach to the creator of the world? How does that make sense? L'maisa Hashem says it does. It's l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Ve'ich shayach ratzon etzlo yizbach. Bechlal, what's the inyan of Hashem's ratzon? And we could talk all day, says Rabbi Nachman. We can talk all day about the oddity of this and how strange it is. And it can lead us to all sorts of questions and disbelief. But Hashem always does vina hafachu. Hashem always does the opposite of what you would think. Olam hafachu isi, psachim daf nun. Ki be'emes Hashem yizbarach hishra shchinaso lamata b'mishkan u b'yis ha-mikdash v'abeheima olsa l'reach nichalach Hashem took his presence above and sent it below. Hashem takes an animal below, and we send it up as an offering, Re'ech Nichoach, whatever that even means. V'zebuchinas El Yonim Lamata, V'tachtonim Lamala, V'chinas Galgal Achozer, V'chinas Dreidel. Good? Now, the last stretch. V'nei Koach Yuli Amuba B'sifreim Hu B'chinas Hamamutza Bein HaKoach V'apola. Have you heard of Hiyuli? You've heard of Hiyuli? Alright, we turn to our scholar.
It was in yoga place in the five times.
Oh, it's called Hiyuli?
Yeah, they call it
Hiyuli. Wow. It's deep. What's Hiyuli? Heilic matter. What is that? Who talks about this?
Aristotle.
Okay, yeah, Aristotle, that's true. The Ramban talks about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had is a silly word to say about HaKadosh. Hashem didn't have to do anything. But Hashem, in creating the world, needed what? Needed some ability to build. He needed material to build with. Again, everything is kiviyachol. Nothing is exactly the way we're describing it. And nothing had to be this way. Hashem's not bound by any rules that we're bound by. But Hashem, so to speak, needed to create material from which to build the world. That's called the Hiyuli. Hiyuli serves as the mamutza bein ha-koach v'ha-poa. What does that mean? Don't turn your brains up just because it gets a little hard. What does that mean that Hiyuli serves as the intermediary, as the mamutza between the koach and the poa? It's the clay. Right? There's the idea. There's the idea Hashem wants to create Adam. Then there will actually be Adam when he's created. By what means will Koach, potential, become Poel, become actual? By what means will the idea of making a chair actually become a chair? I need material. I need Hiyuli. I need my Play-Doh. Not Plato. I need Play-Doh. Yes? I need clay. Hashem. Why is everything not created yesh me'ayin? Is your question. Right? Why didn't Hashem create everything yesh me'ayin? Okay? So we can't, first of all, we can't answer that, the why. But you have to read these Ramban. You have to study the Ramban in the beginning of Bereshis. To begin, you have to learn the Ramban's Mor Nevuchim to begin to answer that question. Okay? But Hashem didn't want to constantly be creating yesh me'ayin. Again, the why, that's his ratzon. So Hashem, one time, created Yesh Me'ayin. He created this Heilic matter. He created the Hiyuli. And then, from that substance, he created Yesh Me'yesh. He created things from that substance. He had the material, the raw material, so to speak, to build everything that he wanted to build. Okay? So Hiyuli, says Rabbi Nachman, is the Mimutza bein HaKoach v'HaPoel. So my friends, let me ask you a question, because I'm going to get back to this at the end of Shir today. How did Rabbi Nachman know about this?
Ramban.
Well, and how did the Ramban know about this? Why is Rabbi Nachman going into this? Is what I'm asking. Aren't we starting to slip into philosophy in this paragraph? Emunah Pshuta. You told me Emunah Pshuta. We could have stopped there. Then you wanted, Rabbi Nachman, you wanted to put together a mimer. So you told me this whole Indian of the dreidel and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash represents Elyonim Lamala, and Tachtonim Lamata. I said the same thing. I said it wrong. Elyonim Lamata, and Tachtonim Lamala. You wanted to show me how the worlds are constantly spinning and changing, and up is down, and down is up. And you wanted to show me that's why I play dreidel on Chanukah, because Chanukah is the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So you wanted to say over Stigl Torah, Rabbi Nachman. Okay, fine. Already we didn't need that because Emunah Pshuta. We were done already. Now you're going another step and you're now you're getting into the language of the philosophers. Why didn't he stop? What's he doing here? All right, so let's see what he says and then we'll figure it out what he's doing here. So he says Hiyuli is the midway point, so to speak, the intermediary between Koach and Poel, between potential and the actualization of the thing. Ki kol davar hu betchila b'koach. V'achar kach yotzei mikoach el ha-poel. V'kishe yotzei min ha-koach, kodem shabal ha-poel, yesh bechinas hiyuli shu mamutza ben hakoach v'hapoel shu shoresh kol hanivraim. I can't just get from the idea to the tangible creation, to the object. I need tools to make the thing happen. I have an idea of a chair. Again, I have an idea of a chair. So to get from the idea of the chair to an actual chair, I need materials. That's hiyuli. Kikulim yotzim mikoach hiyuli. Kikulim hayutchila besoch bechinas koach hiyuli. Now hiyuli is an unbelievable material. You can make anything with it, right? If Hashem made this koach hiyuli and then made everything from that, that means hiyuli must have a lot of. It's an unbelievable substance. I can make a fish. I can make a bird. I can make a tree. I can make planets. I can make angels. I can make everything out of hiyuli. I can make a person. So whatever it is, it's an unbelievable material. V'chol ha'nivraim ayotzim misham sheim sholosh bechinas hanal sheim nivdalim galgalim shvalim kulam chozim chalila v'chol zeren eshapich minivdal ha'shafal mishafal l'nivdal v'chein kulam ki b'shoresh kul echad kanal. And therefore, if hiyuli is the substance from which nivdalim are created, galgalim are created, the olam ha'shafal is created, it's the substance of hiyuli is the substance from which Hashem created an ant, an angel, an idea. They all come from the same source. It's all echad. It's a galgal achozer. So right now it could be an angel, and a moment later it could be a person. V'chozer v'neshapich minivdal ashafal mishafal l'nivdal v'chein kulam b'shorash echad. Good. V'zeh v'chinas ha'osios ha'chakukim al adredol. Now we understand the secret of the letters that are printed on the dreidel. Nun Gimel Hey Shin. What does it stand for? He says, Hey Nun Gimel Shin is Rashi Tevos. Hiyuli Nivdal Galgal Shafal. You see? Interesting. Sheheim Klal Kol Abriya Kanal. Because those from the Mamutza, from the substance from which all will be created, and the various expressions of creation, Nivdal, Galgal, and Shafal, Kulam, Chozim, Chalilo, Mizgalgalim, Mizhapchim, Mizelezem, Mizelezem, Shezem, Merumas, Bechanaka. That's the Inyan, the Bechina of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, which is the place of the Bechina of El Yonim Lamata and Tachtonu Lamala, which is the Bechina of the Dreidel, which is the Bechina of the Galgal Achozer, which is the story of our lives and why you shouldn't study philosophy. So it's all connected. Unbelievable. Concludes Rabbi Nachman, v'zeh b'chinas ha-ge'ula. This is the secret of the redemption. Ge'ula. Mashiach. If you understand this, the changing of the levushim, like we learned about from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. By the way, what's the gematria of Nun Gimel Hey Shin? Rabbi Nachman himself says it elsewhere. Nun Gimel Hey Shin is 358, which is Gematria Mashiach. Nun Gimel Hey Shin is Gematria Mashiach. 358. So this is the Inyan of Geula. Kizeu ikra Geula Shia Bechinas. Hanal Dahainu Bechina Chozer Chalila. Hanal Bechinas Elyon Lamata V'tachtoron Lamala. Shahayi B'beis Lamikdash. Do you realize that when you act like a philosopher, you're causing pirud? You're causing separation? You're trying to cut things away from other things? The problem with philosophy is that the whole world is one thing. So you have to keep constructing a bigger system to try to fit it all in. But again, you'll never be able to fit it all in. So first they try to isolate things. They try to look at something independently and try to say what it is. But then they realize, no, we can't, because there's an inherent connection between A and B. So let's create a system that shows how A and B are connected. What about C? Now we realize that C is also part of it. Right? So philosophy is always trying to box things out. To try to say, it's this but not that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no it's not. It's this and it's that. HaKol Echad. It's a Galgal Achozer. It's a dreidel. It's Geula. It's Beis HaMikdash. It's up and down at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bound by your boxes, by your Gedarim, by your definitions and descriptions. So therefore, look what he says. So again, so this is the Bechin of Geula. That everything is spinning. Elyon lamata, tachton lamala. That's the Indian of the Beis Hamikdash. V'alkein kishiyotim v'tzrayim teikav v'shiras hayam amru. Tivi'emo v'titaemu bahar nachalascha. V'chul. Shebisra binyan beis hamikdash. We already were longing from the moment we left Mitzrayim to come to what? To the mountain of the beis hamikdash. Kizeh ikra geula. That there should be binyan beis hamikdash. Not just the building of the beis hamikdash, but the idea of the beis hamikdash. Sheshami v'chinas gaga lachozer. V'chinas alyono lamata tachtono lamala. Shezeh ikra tachlis. When the feet touch the head. When you finish the Torah and you go back to the beginning. That's the tachlis. That's the goal. To connect everything, to show the oneness of everything. Ki ba'emes kulo chad. Ki ba'ashorash ha'kol echad. V'zeo gam kein b'chinas osios hanal. Hey nun gimel shin. Is Rashi Tevo, says Rabbi Nachman, is Rashi Tevo, so the pasuk in Tehillim ayin dalid. Ga'alta shevet nachalasecha har tzion. The longing of the redemption of the Jews returning to the mountain of Zion, to the Makom HaMikdash, which is the same idea the Torah is expressing in the Shira, when it says in Shemos Tezvav, Tivi Eimo Vesita Eimu Bahar Nachalascha. Bechinas HaBes HaMikdash Hashem Haya Bechinas Galgal HaChozer Shezeu Ikar Geula Kanal. V'ayin B'mayimar HaNemar B'chanaka, says Rabbi Nachman, or says Rabbi Nassim, maybe he was writing this, look at the Maimar that was said on Chanukah, Vayihi Miketz, Kimarachamam Yinahagim, they will be guided by my Rachmanis, which was a Torah in Lakutim Moran that Rabbi Nachman said very, very close to the end of his life. Shambavur Gamkin Me'inin El Yonu Lamata V'Tachtonu Lamal. You'll find more about this topic. You'll find more about the Inyan of Chanukah, which is the Inyan of Chanukah's Beis Hamikdash. V'zeh b'chinas makifim, ha'nemar b'maymer ha'nal, is the Inyan of the makif, the surrounding presence, as described in that maymer. We're not going to get into that now, because he hasn't mentioned it until now. We're not learning that piece in Lekut Maran right now. Ha'nu b'chinas galgal achozer da'inu dreidel, which is the b'china of the makif, shemakif v'sove, when the dreidel is spinning, it's creating almost like a circle around. Right? Creating walls around. Okay, Ba'ayin Sham Vavein, look there if you want to see more about this. Chachmahu Bechinas Hiyuli. Okay. Last two lines. V'nachzor le'inyin rishon, let's go back to where we started. Because I told you about Pshuta, then I gave over a Shtikl Torah, then I said over a little philosophy, and now I want to make sure that we land where we're supposed to land. V'nachzor le'inyin rishon. Ki ein anu tzrichem likones klal v'chakiros. We don't need to know about Hiyuli. We don't need to know about any of this stuff. Ki u iser gadol. It's an iser gadol ma'od. Rak anu ma'amina bo yisparach ma'amuna levad. You don't need to know about Plato's theory of ideas. And you don't need to know about Aristotle's theory of forms. And you don't need to know about any of this stuff. Amuna pshuta. Amuna pshuta. Shehu yisparach baras kol olamos kulam. Umekayim kulam vasad lachadesh es olama. There's nothing more that you need to know. Yisrael asher b'cha es par. Like we said yesterday, b'cha is gematria 502 amun pshuta. Okay? Ad kan tzichos aran osmem. Now I need 5 more minutes of your time. I brought along a volume on Chanukah called Leheir es Apsachim from Harav Shagar. Who's Rav Shagar? Anyone here heard of Rav Shagar? Shimon Gershon Rosenberg. He was known as Shagar. Passed away about 10 years ago at a relatively young age. By relatively young, I mean he was in his 60s. Wasn't like a 30-year-old. He was born in 1949. He passed away in 2007. Okay, but he was a young person. A relatively young person. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. He had a yeshiva in Efrat called Yeshiva Tziach Yitzchak. And a lot of his writings are coming out after his passing. He was a very, very interesting Jew. He quotes from anyone and everyone. I just saw the other day, I was walking in Gluck, someone had a copy of his Biurim on Likutei Moran. He has a sefer where he says he was very into Rabbi Nachman. And he quotes from Rav Kook. And he quotes a lot of philosophy. And he's a very, very, very interesting person. He's a person who, with Mesiras Nefesh, fought for Klal Yisrael in the Yom Kippur War, was very badly injured, actually. His tank was blown up, very, very badly burnt, barely survived. And then he went back to the Beis Medrash afterwards, and he was in Yeshiva Sakotel in the 1980s. Eventually had his own yeshiva. Very, very interesting, very, very interesting person. Now I printed out his Wikipedia page, just to give you a sense. It has on his Wikipedia page a list of his students. Okay? And they range min ha-kotze al ha-kotze, people who consider themselves talmidim of Rav Shergar. Okay, you can take a look after, because we only have, I want to stop soon. But you'll take a look at this list, and you'll wonder, who is this person? Who was this Rav Shergar? Okay, a very, 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 very creative and interesting individual. And again, there's many volumes coming out now of his Torahs, of his thoughts, on the Mu'adim. Very, very interesting things. Okay, he was a religious Zionist. He was a shtickle philosopher. He was a lover of Rabbi Nachman and Rav Kook. He was very, very interesting. So in the back of his Chanukah volume, on page 209, and on page 217, on 217 he has a whole mimer about the piece of Sichas Ran that we just learned. Okay, we're not going to go into that right now. It just says Mar Makum, you should know, it's here, if you're interested, on page 217. But on page 209, he does something very interesting, which it would be criminal for me to know about this and not share with you. Rav Shergar has an appendix to one of the Torahs here, and it's titled Rabbi Nachman Bein HaTorah LaChassidim. And what he describes here is that maybe there's two Rabbi Nachmans, not two people, Chas v'Shalom. But maybe there's two personalities of Rabbi Nachman. Maybe there's two presentations of Rabbi Nachman. There's Rabbi Nachman, how he wants us to be as Chassidim, and then there's Rabbi Nachman as Rabbi Nachman. And he brings very, very interesting ideas to prove this point. Now let me just share with you just a couple of quotes, okay? Because as much as Rabbi Nachman is screaming at us, stay away from philosophy, as we just saw with our own eyes, he didn't have to get into that whole last chelek of Sichas Aran Mem. We didn't need that. You didn't need to get into the. You didn't need to explain the whole Yuli thing to then tell me. So what's the pshat? So he writes here the following: Nira Lomar, ki esmash Rabbi Nachman himlitz l'chasidav hu lo. The way that Rabbi Nachman presented what he wanted from his chassidim was not his association with what he felt was necessary for himself. Why is Rabbi Nachman keeping us so far away from philosophy? You know why? Because most of us who start to get involved with it are going to mess ourselves up in one way or another. All of us who get involved, according to some, are going to mess ourselves up. Harei es chassidav who me'odeid leilech b'derech ha'yishara shel atmimus v'apshitus v'ilu lo la'atzmo k'tzadik ador. He had a different path. For his chassidim he said, be pashut, be tamim, don't get involved. But he held for himself as the tzadik ador that what? That he has a right to get involved. And he writes about it in his Torahs. He talks about the tzadik ador, the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation, has an obligation to get involved in chakira. And then he goes on and he describes how Rabbi Nachman liked philosophical people. And he sometimes made fun of his chassidim for being unsophisticated. Listen to this quote. This is a quote from the Siach Sarfei Kodesh. Okay? So that's within the world of, it's not like some outside source. This is a source within Breslov where Rabbi Nachman said, one time Rabbi Nachman was asked by one of his chassidim, why do you spend so much time talking to the maskilim and the kofrim in Uman? This is what Rabbi Nachman said back to the chassidim. Ha maskilim halalu heim amnam apikorsim. Aval heim chacham. You know why I like talking to the maskilim? They may be heretics, they may be apikorsim, but they're smart apikorsim. Bo chatem, he said to, but you, kachamar lechassid, hinchem gam shotim v'gam apikorsim. You're fools and you're heretics. So I like them better than you. What's the pshat? Rabbi, you told us to be tamim and to be pashut. You're the one who chased us away from all this wisdom. And now you're making fun of us? You're not interested in us. How about in the story, in Sipuri Maisios of the Chacham and the Tam? Yeah, some of us probably know the story better than others. The Chacham and the Tam, where Rabbi Nachman contrasts the sophisticated and the simple, the Tam, the pashut of Yid. Yeah? So who does Rabbi Nachman relate to more in the story? The answer is he relates to both. It's very clear that he relates to both. It's very clear that he sees in a certain sense that he is both. Rabbi Nachman said once to his chassidim, a quote here from Chaim Aran, He said to them, "Atem anashim ketanim b'mayla ma'od ve'ein li imi ledaber." The same way the sophisticate in the sipur of the Chacham and the Tam ends up without anyone to talk to, Rabbi Nachman said the exact same thing, and Chaim Orani said the exact same thing to his chassidim. "I can't talk to you. I can't engage in real conversations with you. You're too pashut." He was a loner in that sense. He was a person who was above and beyond his chassidim. When they asked him, this is also a quote from Chaim Oran, "B'mayish le'elu akale olam eza shaychus v'skar v'selof." They said, "Rabbeinu, why do you let these people have anything to do with you? They're a bunch of lowlifes. They're maskilim from the city, from the place of Uman." Yeah? This is what Rabbi Nachman said back. It's a quote from Chaim Oran. Yeah? Heishiv lo Rabbi Nachman. "You want to know what the maskilim of a shaykh is to me? B'mayish lechem shaykhus v'skar v'setzli." He said to some of his closest chassidim, "What makes you think that you have a shaykhus to me? What makes you think you understand me? Can relate to me?" Says Oshagar Lamaisa, "Hamercha kazeh bin aderach shehinche lechassidav lebin aderach shehu atzmo chai ba, ba lidei bitoy." This comes to expression, he says, when you contrast the chassidus of Breslov and the Torah of Breslov. That's how he describes it. Rav Shagar says, there's the chassidus of Breslov, which is Amuna Pshuta. But you cannot read Likutei Moharan and say that Rabbi Nachman is not interested in philosophy. You can't read Sichos Aran Mem, where he says, where his conclusion is, it's Isser Gadol, Isser Ma'od, to study philosophy. And then he tells us all about the Kochi Yuli, and he's trying to give explanations of how Hashem created things. You didn't need that. If it's a Muna Pshuta, don't get us started. You whet our appetite for it. So Rav Shagar concludes, he says, it's very interesting. He says, we see in our times people taking an interest in Breslov. You see some people who want to just be Breslov or Hasidim. And then you see other people who don't have a shaykhus to the chassidus of Breslov, but have a great interest in the Torah of Breslov. That they're very attracted, even academic scholars, attracted to the philosophical approaches and discussions and paradoxes that are raised by Rabbi Nachman throughout the Likutei Moharan. And the way that he grapples with it, and he builds these long ma'arachos, trying to make sense, orderly systems of explanation. So he says there's the chassidus of Breslov, there's the Torah of Breslov. Rabbi Nachman was the embodiment somehow of both of those things. And he said, bottom line is, as Rabbeinu said, "Ha'esh li tukar adbiyas ha-mashiach," and he says there's no question that that's taking place in our time. But again, you have to acknowledge the fact that on the one hand, Rabbi Nachman is trying to protect us so badly. That's the bottom line. He's trying to protect us. He's so scared that we're going to get messed up, that he wants to chase us away. Mamish, like a person running away from a fire. And he's placing an Isser Gadol on it. And he's chasing us even away from the Rambam. And he's chasing us away from the Kuzari. He's chasing us away from Jewish philosophers. He's chasing us away from Rav Sadia Gaon. Because he's so scared that we can get caught up in this. Because if I can't be osek in it, at the end of the day, still say, Enon Movado, then I've automatically failed. And I've completely failed. And better for Ruba, to have no shaykhus to these things. He himself, the tzaddik ador, which he held himself to be, had a shaykhus to these things. You can't deny it. And at times he was more attracted to people who had a shaykhus to these things than his own chassidim. That's the point Rav Shagar is making here. But at the same time, a person has to know his place. And Rabbi Nachman says, our place is to just believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yes, you might feel like a simpleton sometimes. Yes, you might feel like I can't engage in the more sophisticated conversations. But you know what? I'll end the same way I ended yesterday. Like the B'nai Yisrael said, you'll end up eating more bread as opposed to talking about bread. You'll end up doing more mitzvahs and learning more Torah and davening more tefillos and reciting more tehillim and doing more chesed. If you just serve Hashem with a Muna Pshuta, then if you try to become a big scholar and a big philosopher. Okay? So we'll stop here for today. Shkoyach. Yeah, from Jojo.